Hello, it's the 6th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. At Luton Crown Court, Lukusza Stokara, 40, continued to deny his involvement with the death of a Polish Wellingborough man despite mounting evidence. Kamil Lezinski's body was found in a ditch on a Bedfordshire farm between Turvey and Carlton. DNA from the defendant was found on the phone charging cord used to bind his hands and also on the vest that was forced into the victim's mouth, causing him to fatally choke. Leaves and grass from the ditch were discovered in Mr. Stokusa's red Vauxhall. He was also seen being over-aggressive to Mr. Lezinski outside a shop. Stokusa answered through a translator that the two men had never interacted long enough to get into an argument. The trial is ongoing. A proposed move by Marshall Aerospace from Cambridge to Cranfield Airport could increase area noise levels, but also create over 1,000 new jobs. A planning application has been made available for early public consultation. Long queues and flight cancellations continue to plague Easter break travellers flying EasyJet at Luton Airport. Employee absences, said to be at double the regular levels, are being blamed for the disarray. 62 flights were cancelled by the airline on Monday, and more are expected over the next few days. The PC agency Paul Charles stated this is caused by a cocktail of not having enough staff in place and COVID-induced staff shortages. Four meerkat pups were born at Woburn Safari Park back in February. During the week, their curiosity has caused them to venture out into an area where visitors can now see them. The keeper, Tom, says they are all doing well. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.